Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Now the member will get to her feet and withdraw and apologise for that last statement. I will not have the point of order process abused like that. There was nothing wrong with seeking leave to table the document, but that last statement will be withdrawn and the member will apologise.
And so Labour's Deputy Leader, Annette King, withdrew and apologised for an allegation made while seeking leave to table a document.
I seek leave to table research prepared by Point Research into Parents Inc. Toolbox, an evaluation incompleted but used by the government to give money to their mates.
Order.
It wasn't the first allegation of cronyism and a spat that brought together party politics, political correctness and parenting in a heady mix that included this question from Labour's Trevor Mallard, recalling the government's direct grant to the Pacific Economic Development Agency, PEDA, bypassing the usual tender process.
What lessons has the government learnt from their exercise with the Treasurer's exercise with PEDA, which was giving money to people with whom they were associated, that have been applied to this project, again giving money without tender, over $2 million to their friends?
Although Trevor Mallard's question was addressed to the Prime Minister, it was answered by his deputy.
Well, Mr. Speaker, those statements are unbelievable coming from a former minister of the Labor government. Fancy government giving the money to people that it knew. The previous Labor government specialised it. In fact, the $2.4 million is paying the $990 fee so that the foster parents who that government left unsupported with the most vulnerable children in New Zealand can actually get some support. And the Labor government should be apologising for its record on its failure to support foster parents and get decent parent education out in New Zealand.
Trevor Mallard then tackled the Speaker.
Point of order, the Honourable Trevor Mallard.
What remedy does a member have, immediate remedy, when a member is called a liar
order.
Against
order.
The facts?
Order.
As
the
that
member will
does.
Turn his seat right away. Look, this nonsense will stop. It's just petty and pathetic. You'll notice that earlier on I pulled the Minister up when a straight question was asked and he went on to make some comment about the Labor Party. I pulled him up. I stopped him.
That happened after an earlier question about the government's decision to give nearly $2.5 million to the Parent Inc. organisation drew this response from Mr. English.
The Labor Party just hates anyone who goes out and talks to New Zealanders politically correct.
Order. The question asked why a certain decision was made. It didn't actually invite an answer who the Labor Party hates or loves, and that's not an order.
And while Labor probed the government's link to Parent Inc., the Greens were more concerned with its relationship with its railway, the point of this question for Transport Minister Stephen Joyce from Greens co-leader Russell Norman.
In light of his comments that Kiwi Rail do a lot of things well and there's a big rolling stock replenishment, why then is Kiwi Rail losing 70 jobs today from its hillside workshop in Dunedin?
The Honourable Stephen Joyce.
Mr. Speaker, KiwiRail has a massive number of investments scheduled over the next 10 years as we seek to turn that organisation around as part of the $4.6 billion turnaround plan. So there is a huge amount of work across that organisation, which I would note has 4,200 staff or thereabouts. But again, it's very important that we allow KiwiRail to make their commercial decisions about individual elements of their organisation. We do not place the sort of requirements the member seems to be suggesting on any other New Zealand company. If we want to make Kiwi Rail successful, and I suspect the Greens do because they're big fans of rail, then we have to allow them to get on and make their appropriate decisions.
Mr. Joyce then faced this follow-up question from Labor's David Parker.
Can't the Minister see the inconsistency between his government's refusal to even allow Kiwi Rail to tender to build rolling stock and the government's $35 million subsidy in this year's budget for farm irrigation? And was he involved in any cost-benefit analysis to show whether investing that money in hillside workshops would have been better than a further subsidy to the farming sector?
The Honourable Stephen Joyce.
Mr. Speaker, I reject the member's suggestion. We did not say to KiwiRail they could not bid for the work. They have bid for some work, and the other work that they didn't bid, they make their own decision.
The reality is, Mr Speaker, is that the Greens and Labor are playing politics with this issue. They had one big train contract when they were in government, and they gave it to Korea to build the Matangi trains. So in opposition, it's suddenly all different, and I think we can call that petty politics and crocodile tears.
I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.